I would like to hear from you, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter or 317-239-1009. Call right now because this is going to be quick with your opinion here. Producer MYK says, wait a minute, you didn't tip that guy? We got cable turned on yesterday, so we have internet access at our house that we have. And no, I did not tip the guy. I tip everybody. We got pizza last night, and I tipped the pizza man.
If we're supposed to be tipping cable people, I have been doing some very bad, horrible things to cable people.
Me too.
I had no idea those were people that you tip. I don't think they are.
Weren't they in there for a long period of time, like doing things to your wiring and, you know, moving your furniture and getting behind there and putting wires in weird places
you didn't
even know you had places?
I mean, yeah, they do, but I feel like that's why you pay a lot of money. It's so expensive is because, I don't know.
Yeah, the place I used to have Comcast, but unfortunately they're not in the area that I'm at because I did self-installation there before. That was free. This place was like $85 or $90, and the guy was nice. Listen, I value him and his job, but all he did was he came in, where do you want it, checked the wiring, flipped the switch, and ran like one cable cord. Like, I guess the cable was cut or turned off or something. So he was there for about 35, 40 minutes, but... like, am I supposed to tip? Because you know, I always say at least tip 20% when you go out to eat, and I tipped the pizza man last night. I'm not a stingy person.
So was he, like, all up in, like, the backyard or, like, climbing poles and doing
weird
things?
Backyard, he was on a ladder. He was also in the basement, and then he came back up.
You think that was all for a show, or you think he was actually doing something?
Who knows, to be honest with you, because I seem like it wasn't that much work.
It all depends. I guess if he just screwed a wire into the wall, like, I'd say no, but like if he's doing all that stuff, I feel like you should have tipped him, Joe.
I never even thought of that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Nick.
Hey, should I be tipping the cable guy? I've never heard of that.
It all depends on how you guys look at it. I'm actually an alarm technician, so I pull cable as well. Some customers tip me, some don't.
Do you judge people who don't? Do you put them on a little black list and then you come back and murder them because you know their alarm?
Snip their wires.
No. It's all on how you guys see it is. I mean, cable technicians, it depends on what they do. We also sometimes have to climb a power pole and run wire. The cable guys have to pull wire and get up 60, 70 feet up in there. We only make $12 to $13 an hour.
Dang, okay.
If that.
So what should I give him, like a 10?
$5-$10 here or there helps. I've gotten a $20 tip from an old lady. She's like, this is all I have.
$20? $20 big ones? Well, we suck, apparently,
no,
I guess.
No kidding. I guarantee you watch my cable's going to be turned off. Now, if he would have thrown in like an extra channel or a special package.
Oh, then you would have definitely tipped him, right?
I'm like, hey, here's my friend Mr. Jackson. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think that he definitely should not get a tip because that is his job, and I hope your service works. If you have, I don't know if I want to say the company, but if you have who I have, most of the time the service is not going to work the next day.
Oh, well, that's great. So I get to go home and check on that today. Well,
if it
doesn't work, I'm glad I didn't tip.
I had to tip. I've always been told to tip like your movers. Like I tipped the two guys $50 each that moved me.
Yeah, I tipped our movers too. Yeah, because they're busting their butt.
So like, would the same argument be made for cable people? They're busting their butt, like dealing with all those wires and plugging things in for an hour.
I don't know. Like, and I don't want to demean cable people, but I swear, like, this guy is a nice guy, but I didn't think it required a tip.
If you're supposed to tip people that do your cable stuff for you, can you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show? Because apparently we need to be learned a thing.
Yeah, I owe some back tips.